Hey everybody, welcome to the Liberation League podcast, where we teach you why every time you lose weight, it seems like it's easier and easier to regain it. But more than that, we also teach you how you can break free from the dieting cycle so you never have to diet again. You can kiss that cycle goodbye. My name is Bryce, and I'm your host, as always. Although I shouldn't say as always, because this is our very, very first episode, and I'm glad that you're here. And I thought that I would start off this podcast simply by sharing with you why I'm here and why I do what I do. First of all, what do I do? You might be asking, because this is the first episode and you have no idea what I do in the first place. Well, I am a nutrition coach and I started a company called Holistic Habits Coaching with my wife, Janie. And our journey has been an interesting one. Both of us have struggled at one point or another with nutrition and how to exactly go about getting the physique that we want without having to deprive ourselves or restrict too heavily. And that's the story that I wanted to share with you guys today, or at least my half of the story. Maybe Janie will come on at a later time and share her half as well, but for now, I'll just share my half of the story. Growing up, I really had a lot of insecurities because I had an older brother who was a lot more athletic than me. Now, before I go any further, it's all good. Me and my brother have an awesome relationship and no issues as a result of any of these things that happened throughout childhood, because I realize that the things that I'm about to share with you had nothing to do with him, were entirely not his fault, and it was actually just people projecting onto the both of us what their expectations were. Which could go into a whole different conversation about making sure that you're comfortable with who you are and not allowing other people's perception of you to impact your reality, because they're not facts. Somebody else's feelings, somebody else's opinions projected onto you has absolutely nothing to do with reality. But back to the main story. Growing up, my older brother was just factually a little bit more athletic than me. And because of that, people would take a look at us, and whatever we did, it would be a comparison game. It would be the game of, you know what, Bryce is pretty good at this, but man, Brandon is way better. In particular, we really loved playing baseball. And even though I was decent at baseball, my brother was better than me. And so it always became a game of, man, Brandon is just really good, and in comparison, it looks like Bryce is just kind of meh. Actually, I had somebody literally tell me one time, Bryce, how does it feel to get the shallow end of the gene pool? And that was just another classmate. That wasn't any adult or anybody that had a significant role in my life. But you know how it is. As a kid, cumulatively, those things kind of stick in your mind. And even though you don't realize how they're affecting you in small, tangible ways that over a long period of time produce a significant outcome. And the significant outcome that it produced for me was that I slowly stepped back from athletic endeavors and into other endeavors because I didn't want to be compared with him. I wanted to be my own person with my own set of skills. At one point, it got to the point where I went to a family gathering and somebody was talking about Brandon doing some sporting event. And even my mom made the comment of, you know what, Bryce has other skills besides athletics. And we let Brandon do the athletic stuff and Bryce kind of does his own thing. And so even my family kind of became aware of this reality that I was taking a step back from physical endeavors, that I was putting my focus into other things. Well, over time, the impact that that had on my body was that I was less active. And we all know that when you're less active, things tend to unravel. Our bodies were meant to move, which I have since learned, and they're not meant to be sedentary. And whenever we're sedentary, bad things happen. Well, the things that I chose to focus on were academic, and they were focused on speech performance, and they were focused on kind of public speaking type of skills that really didn't take a lot of physical exertion. And so over time, my body really put on a lot more fat than I would have liked it to. And this continued until about I got into college. And honestly, I didn't really think anything about it because being a kid, running around a lot, playing sports, you don't really have this issue, but as I slowly, throughout my childhood, took a step back from sports, it kind of slowly over time crept up on me. By the time I got to college, I really didn't notice what had happened until I was talking with somebody at one point, and they referred to me as being a little bit heavier and rounder than my brother. And there it was, once again, being compared to my brother, which, again, we have no issues. But I thought to myself, that's odd. Why would somebody say something about the way I looked, that I'm a little bit rounder, because I never viewed myself as being overweight? Well, that caused me to kind of like take a serious look in the mirror, and I realized that me adopting this sedentary lifestyle, because I was taking slow steps back from sports, really did have this cumulative effect on my body, which was that it started to store a lot more fat than it should have. Well, like most people, when you make that connection, when you make that realization, what do you do first off? Well, the first thing you do is you follow the advice that you hear traditionally, which is that you ought to eat less and move more to drop fat. And so that's what I did. You know, like I said, by this time I was in college, and so I ate less, which for me meant that whenever I went to the cafeteria, I would get a salad and maybe throw some chicken on there, and that was kind of it. And I severely underate. And on top of that, what I did is that I went out to the track and I would run. At that point, I really hadn't learned the correlation between fat loss and weightlifting. And so I would go to the track and I would run 3 miles a day. That was the commitment that I made to myself, that I would drop the fat and live a healthier lifestyle. Well, I learned over time that I actually did lose weight. But as I looked in the mirror, I thought to myself, this is just strange. Like, I weigh less, but I look the same. And I remember one day that I was going to the track, and I remember the spot, and I remember the moment. I remember standing in between two of the dorms there, and I just thought to myself, you know what? I'm losing weight, but I'm not getting the physique changes that I want, but I didn't know a better way to go about it. And so the conclusion that I drew at the time was, well, I guess this is just the way it's going to be. This is the body I have. So be it. And so I went to the track and I continued to torture myself because I didn't really love running, but I thought that if I stopped running, I would put the weight back on. And so I wasn't happy with the way I looked, but I also didn't want to go back and put the weight back on. And so I just kind of perceived my life as being trapped in this prison of, hey, I'm going to have to keep running. I'm not really going to like the way I look, but that's just the way it is. And I continued that way for a while until, you know, that kind of lifestyle is just not sustainable, especially when you're not happy with the outcome. And so eventually I kind of like took a step back, put some weight back on, went about my life. And it wasn't until after college, actually, that I began to make the correlation between how to actually make physique changes. Because I was back home after college and trying to hone in on some skills that I needed to develop in order to launch my career. It was literally like right after I graduated from college. And my younger brother decided that he wanted to start lifting weights. And he wanted somebody to be able to lift weights with, because it would be boring by himself. And so he came to me and he asked, hey, Bryce, would you be willing to lift weights with me? And so at the time I thought to myself, you know, I'm probably not going to be pleased with the outcome because I've never been pleased with the outcome of my efforts in the past. But I also thought to myself, you know what, maybe at least I'll get stronger. Me and him will have some fun and who knows what will happen. Well, we joined the gym and we started lifting weights, and there was somebody at the gym. His name was Rick. If it wasn't for Rick, I probably would not be where I am today. Rick is just this guy at the gym who went every day with his son, and he went the exact same time that me and my brother did. And we began to develop a relationship with Rick. And Rick began to teach us proper exercise programming, proper lifting techniques, and a proper way to eat in order to fuel your body to see the physique changes that we were really looking for. And after him teaching us that stuff, I really began to understand the correlation between lifting weights, nutrition, and body composition changes, because we saw dramatic results. And once I saw the results that were possible, I went and I got my very first certification at ISSA, stacked on a few more certifications, which really at the time were just geared towards my personal development and learning how I could make further progress. Well, I continued in my career as I was a school teacher at the time and just continued down that path, but still learning, still making progress, and really enjoying the journey. Well, fast forward several years later, and I've come in contact with so many people that are struggling with their health, their fitness, their nutrition, and they just really don't know where to go. Answering people's questions over the years and really helping them to understand how to make the health changes in order to see the results that they want to see. And after years and years of helping people, being able to achieve those results, I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe this is a direction that I want to go for a career because it's super fulfilling. It also allows me to continue to utilize the skills that I picked up in the early parts of my career, which were teaching, school teaching. And so I really went down the path of becoming a nutrition coach and incorporating the fitness aspect and learning exercise programming and all those kinds of things in order to achieve dramatic results for my clients. And that brings us to just the past few years where I've been trying to stack on those skills. And now I decided to share my knowledge through this podcast. I'm really excited to be able to teach you guys through this platform as I can share the knowledge that I've gained at absolutely no cost to you. And I'm super excited that you're here. I hope you gain a lot of value and make a lot of progress in your own personal journey by spending time here with me. And that pretty much wraps up my story and my journey from being an insecure kid to picking up all the knowledge that I needed for the health and fitness space, always continuing to learn and always looking for ways to pass that knowledge on to others. And with all that being said, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.